At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Evan Roberts.
Hello.
Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, how we doing today? Wednesday in the big city. Evan and Tiki on The Fan for the next 4.5 hours. We have a very, very busy show. The great Connor Hughes will check in. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we will play our annual MLB free agent bingo game, where we guess the destinations of all of the premier baseball free agents. But today's a big day, because today was the introduction to possibly the next long-term head coach of the New York Football Giants, Mike Kafka. He met the media a couple of hours ago, and here are the important pieces of information he made official. Number one, he's promoting Tim Kelly to be the offensive coordinator.
I wonder if he's going to call plays or if Kafka is going to still call plays.
Well, I've got an answer to that, too. He has announced that he will indeed continue to call plays.
Good call.
So Mike Kafka will continue to run that offense. And number three, he made something official that Tiki was saying immediately after the Giant game on Sunday, which is that Jameis Winston will be the starter, assuming Jackson Dart isn't cleared, and he will likely not clear. So that's what we learned from Mike Kafka. But here's the important thing we're about to learn about Mike Kafka. Can he keep this job? Because unlike Jeff Ulbrich or even Steve Spagnuolo, two of the more recent interim head coaches in New York football history, this is a guy that's gotten interviews. This is a guy that's highly regarded. This is a guy that's relatively young. And so the audition begins today. And my question to you, T, because I know there's going to be a lot of skepticism of him doing this.
Yep.
What do you need to see for Mike Kafka to grab this job and be the inspired next head coach of the New York Giants?
So there was a couple of things that we've talked about that head coaches need to be in the NFL. One, it's a motivator. Two, it's you got to highly prepare your team, and then it gets into the in-game stuff. It's the game management, it's the time management, and ultimately it's when to take the risk, when not to take the risk. It's all of those things that I think Mike Kafka is tasked with doing in a very short order. Now, this it shouldn't feel, but it is going to be urgent for him to get those things right immediately. And I think the first thing he did, and you mentioned it, and I think I even worded it different. It wasn't about Jameis Winston having to start. It was the Russell Wilson era has to be over when Mike Kafka becomes the head coach or whatever the next regime, the immediate interim regime is. It was a failed, flawed poorly thought out experiment to bring Russell Wilson here. It's not a knock on him as a person, him as a leader, him as a the champion that he is. But he's washed. He's past his time, and it's clear when you see that. And so that decision getting made immediately gives me some hope. Some hope that this team is done with the nonsense and the I'm creating this narrative about how we're going to be successful and just getting down to being successful.
Right.
You know what I mean? Stop with the, he gives us everything that we need. Like, no, just ball, play well, make the right decisions. Football's not complicated. And sometimes I think coaches get in their own way by making it complicated. It's a bunch of, and this was a cliche, another one from Mike Gilhammer, but just a bunch of PE majors coaching PE majors. If you make it any more complicated than that, then what in the hell are you doing?
Right.
And so Mike Kafka is tasked with, one, cleaning all that up, which apparently he's doing, and now it's getting these guys in position to win a football game and do it by not making dumb mistakes in the middle or ends of games.
So, number one, yes, I agree with you. He made the right decision on quarterback.
It is Kafka.
Kafka! We better get used to it. He's the coach we're going to be ripping or yelling or complimenting over the next how many weeks?
No, we're championing him. That's why I'm dressed the way I'm dressed.
Yeah, Tiki's
Giants
decked
old
out.
School, Giants hoodie. Let's go.
It's almost like he's campaigning to be the next head coach of the New York Giants.
That's out of your mouth, not mine.
Here's what I want to see. And this would be my advice, because I think every Giant fan would agree with what I'm about to say. You are 2-8. You're 2-8, okay? You are playing with nothing to lose. What we need to see is what we were teased with in the first ever game Brian Daboll coached here, and that's guts, and that's aggressiveness.
Right.
And so the BS we saw towards the end of the fourth quarter against Chicago, which is let's kick a 19-yard field goal, that's got to go away.
Right.
And
when,
so
when you're 2-8, you only have 2 wins.
That's my point. You're 2-8.
2-7 at that point. You're
right.
2-7.
But now for Mike, you're the head coach of a 2-8 football team.
Right.
Bowls to the wall.
You have to. You have nothing to lose. It's kind of the mentality that we had when we talked about Aaron Glenn the game before the bye.
Mm-hmm.
When it was like, you know what? Go for it. Put yourself in position to have to win with just a touchdown as opposed to tying it and let's go to overtime, let's play conservative. What do you have to lose?
Now,
and I think right now the Giants are in that spot. And Mike Kafka is also in that spot right now.
He can win this job.
But I'm saying if he's bad, he's getting fired.
Right. And even,
so what do you have to lose?
And I would even argue because, look, he needs to win games. For Mike Kafka to get this job, to take this job, for people in this audience right now to call up in 2 months and say, I want Mike Kafka, he's got to win games. I think being aggressive and playing with that reckless abandon, especially with some play call decisions on offense, like not kicking 19-yard field goals or going for it on a 4th and 5 from your own 45-yard line, I think that does give you a better chance to win.
Right. And by the way, we're saying that that's risky and reckless. I think it's modern football.
I think it's modern football. And I also think with the state of this defense, which has a lot of talent, but unfortunately, he didn't replace Shane Bowen today. And I don't know if he ever really had, like, pieces to replace Shane Bowen.
Yeah.
Like, how's he going to replace him in the middle of the season? But the Giant defense is not one thing I'm going to trust, you're going to trust, or anyone's going to trust. So your best way of winning these games is probably being super aggressive.
Right.
And going balls to the wall.
And by the way, the defense played well enough until the end last week.
They did, but when it mattered, what happened?
100%.
Which has been the story all year, I think.
But there's a couple of reasons for firing a coach. One, it's because of just gross incompetence. You just know he's not the guy. He's not a good coach. He's not a good motivator. That was not Dave's. Let's get that straight. Dave's was not fired because he's an incompetent coach, or he didn't know how to coach, or he didn't know how to motivate these guys. I think the exact opposite is true. Dave's was fired because he didn't win enough, and it didn't feel like the in-game decision-making was good enough to win tight games, which is necessary in the NFL. And if you're going to show nothing, show that you can win tight games. Dave's couldn't do that enough after year one. So that's why he was fired. But what I think Mike Kafka now has to do is, one, be organic to him. Like, don't try to be somebody else. Just be who you are. Otherwise, guys will see through it. And then, two, have a plan on how you're going to win tight games. And if you don't have that, then it's going to jump on you, and eventually, and you're going to get surprised by it, and you're going to make a snap decision that you haven't thought about, and ultimately you lose that game. That becomes the problem. And I think when you look back to that Chicago game, that's what it was.
Yeah.
On the fourth down in the tight red area, you got a yard to go, or maybe even half a yard if you take the penalty. You got to know what you're doing. You're not thinking about it. It's we're going for it, or we're kicking a field goal. And it felt like that decision waffled, and the riskiness, the ideal that we had of Dave's kind of abandoned him, and he ended up losing the game because of it.
Coming into this season, and this has been a topic since January, since John Mara announced, hey, we're going to bring back Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, the question always was, what does he have to do to keep his job? And you and I agreed, he's got to win.
Right.
Now, we may have disagreed or had a tough time figuring out what that magic number was,
right,
but we knew.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
We had to win. Clearly at 2-80 wasn't winning.
Right. It's kind of a feel. It's like a feel.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah,
well, they won six games, but man, that really feels good.
Yes.
Or, yeah, they won eight games, but man, that felt ugly.
Right. And I think that losing 8 out of 10, including games that were in your hands and blown, some of which by coaching decisions,
right,
made it easy to say in the middle of November, we're going to make this change right now. I think Kafka is in a very similar boat, because here's the difference between Mike Kafka and Jeff Ulbrich. And
yeah, you said it differently in one sentence.
Is it Kafka or Kafka?
Kafka.
Kafka? I'm going to do this all year now.
You said Kafka, like, and then 3 seconds later, you said Kafka.
It's like Thibodeau and Thibodeau.
I was told not C-A-L-F. That's calf, right?
So it's Kafka.
Kafka.
Okay. I think Mike Kafka, unlike
There's
Jeff...
There's no you, though.
Dude, this whole thing. You know what? Can we just hire somebody named Joe Smith?
I love how...
Why does an A say ah? I'm serious.
I don't know.
I don't know.
English somebody makes no sense. Up.
Some English teacher, please call us. I know there's... Well, they're probably in school right now, so don't call us, because that would mean you're neglecting the duties of your 8-year-old.
And that's very important.
That is very important.
What's funny is Kafka's been here for 3.5 years, and we've said his name a lot, but clearly we didn't care enough, because we never made a big deal.
You were saying it, but you'd say it once.
Right.
You're not constantly saying it. Now
you're
constantly going to be saying, Mike Kafka. And as the head coach and play caller for the New York Giants, we have eight more weeks
yep.
to say Mike Kafka. So by the end of this segment, we will have it exactly right.
So Mike Kafka, unlike Jeff Ulbrich, and unlike Steve Spagnuolo, who replaced coaches in the middle of the year in this town, those two men had no chance to take the job. 0.0.
Yeah.
This guy does. In fact, right before the show, Rich Ackerman was doing the update, and Rich said, what are the odds that Kafka gets this job? And I said, it's like 15%. It's not high,
yeah.
but I give him a puncher's chance, because here's the difference. They have 7 games left. If they win games, whether it's with Jameis Winston at quarterback or Jackson Dart at quarterback, I think that the Giants are going to want to prefer to continue the continuity.
Here's the thing. Let's assign a number to it.
Well, what is the number? I was going to ask you.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
10 points, percentage points per win.
10%. So, okay. And we're starting at zero or starting at 10?
So starting at what you said.
14%.
14, 15%.
Okay.
So each win will get you, he wins next this weekend, he's at 20. Let's keep it even at 15.
Yeah.
He has 25%. If he wins the remaining 7 games,
that would get him to
85%.
Wow.
And that's probably about right.
By the way, if he goes 7-0.
I know, I'm just saying. Okay, let's say he doesn't. Let's say he goes 6-1.
Yeah.
Then he's going to have a 75% chance to keep his job. Because guess what? If he goes 6-1, we're going to feel good about it.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Are we not?
I think your math is very interesting.
Right.
What I would argue,
if he goes 5-1, he's going to have like a 65% chance. And that's going to feel about right. I feel good. Not great, but more said good.
If they win, and just to be fair, look at the schedule. Their next 3 games, they are heavy underdogs.
Yes.
That's at least how I would view the Packers at home, despite their issues, and then going to Detroit and going to New England. They are heavy underdogs in that game, whether Dart starts or not. Coming out of the bye, they have 4 games that on the schedule feel winnable.
Yeah.
Home against Washington, winnable. Home against the Vikings, winnable. In Las Vegas, winnable.
Okay.
So home against Dallas, winnable.
Here's what we're going to do then. For the games that they are double-digit dogs,
they get 20 percentage points.
No, that's too much.
Let's too much.
Give them, because if they, then they could get, he could be over 100 if they went out.
Yes. Well, if they do,
yeah, you know
would.
What? That might be right. How about 15?
15%?
Okay, so we're doing a formula. Write this down. Keep this, Loogie, Tommy, or Sean. 10 percentage points for each win, 15 for the ones that they are double-digit dogs in. Good?
For double-digit dogs.
Double-digit dogs.
Because I don't think there'll be double-digit dogs against Green Bay. I don't even know what the line is. I would guess it's like six and a half.
Okay, let's say more than a touchdown dog.
Okay.
More than a touchdown dog, 15 percentage points.
So
just a win, 10 percentage
so
points.
So based on that, if the Giants lose the games they are very unlikely to win, which are the next 3 games, but let's say they go 3-1 in the winnable games, that would improve his chances of being the coach to essentially 50-50.
Yes.
And I think that's accurate.
I think that's right.
Because
I think I just happened upon a great math formula.
I think
to determine, I mean, just off the top of the dome, how Kafka can keep his job.
And here's the reality. If I asked everyone right now, whether it's on a poll or taking your calls, would you want Mike Kafka to be the next head coach of the Giants? It is likely to be overwhelming. No gracias.
You know what it is? It's 15% right now.
Right.
Because you're saying, well, he did some really good things with Jackson Dart. Look how improved the red zone and third down percentage is over the last couple of years. It's about 15% because he's done a good job with Jackson Dart. If he now, as the interim head coach, wins multiple games, say less than 7-point dogs, then it's going to keep going up. But if he wins those games he's not supposed to,
oh, it balloons up.
100%.
And I think that Giant fans will change with that percentage.
I agree.
Because this is about winning. This is what it was about for Brian Daboll.
Yep.
I still think it's what it's about for Joe Shane in terms of him keeping his job.
Right.
And so wins matter. And so the Giants have 7 games left on their schedule. The next 3 are really difficult. And it's likelier than not, that Jameis Winston's going to be the quarterback, not Jackson Dart.
You know what I like we just did? We just quantified. It's not like some subjective evaluation. We are objectively quantifying how we agree with this?
Yeah.
I can't. You agree with this?
I do.
Huh? Sean, you agree with this?
Sounds as good
Tommy,
as any.
You agree with this?
Agreed.
We have objectively created a way for our show to quantify whether or not Mike Kafka should keep his job.
So again, if you're just tuning in, here's the formula so you can play at home. Right now, he's at a 15% chance of keeping the job. For every victory he gets in a game in which they are not more than a touchdown underdog, you increase that number by 10%.
Yes.
For any win over a team that is more of a touchdown favorite, it gets increased by 15%.
That's right. And so, that's how we'll talk about it.
And it kind of makes sense because, like, if they lose their next three games and then in the final four games they win three out of four games, that would increase his odds to 45%, which keep it as slightly under 50-50.
Yep.
And he just went 3-4.
Yes.
And but I think that's probably accurate.
But in games he was supposed to win.
In games he was supposed to
win.
There
you go. I like this.
I do.
I actually feel really happy about this.
I do too. And I think it also makes sense too when you think about the way we could elevate the percentages that way. Because if we were giving Kafka a clean slate here, there's a chance if he was the OC of the Steelers or whatever, he'd probably be interviewing for the Shine job anyway because he's interviewed for all these jobs the last couple of years.
He has.
So if you're giving him, you know, that blanket level same chance as everybody else, I think it makes a lot of sense based on that amount.
We'll come back with your calls and we'll also look at the history of interim head coaches, recent history, that have actually parlayed it into the full-time job. What does that history look like? We've got the specific details and it may surprise you. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. I mentioned Connor Hughes does a great job covering the Jets and Giants for SNY. Will join us later on at 4 o'clock, and we'll mix in some baseball with our big MLB free agency bingo. So as we talk about the possibility of Mike Kafka going from interim to head coach, the real head coach, it's fair to look at history. And so I did some research, and I was actually surprised with what I came up with, Tiki. Since 2010, which I think is a fair sample size because you're talking about the last 16 seasons and 15 years.
Yep.
Do you know how many in-season coaching firings there have been? Just in the last 16 years.
I'm going to say like 8.
Way off. 37.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding.
In-season?
In-season, we have seen since 2010.
Why the heck do we wait for Black Monday?
I know. And some of these are late, like the last few weeks, and some of them are early. But, I mean, I get a list off names real quick. Wade Phillips, Brad Childress, Josh McDaniels, Mike Singletary, Jack Del Rio, Tony Sparano, Todd Haley, Sean Payton. Sort of Sean Payton. He wasn't fired. It was the suspension. Gary Kubiak, Dennis Allen, Joe Philbin, Ken Whisenhunt, Chip Kelly, Jeff Fisher, Gus Bradley, Rex Ryan, Ben McAdoo, Hugh Jackson, Mike McCarthy. Blah, 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 blah. Point is, there's a lot. And I was surprised by that too, Teak. I'm surprised there have been 37. Of the 37 in-season coaching firings since 2010, 37 options, how many of them kept their job going into the following year as the head coach of that team?
And the answer is?
The answer is 6. The answer is 6.
Hmm.
Here are the 6 guys, just to see what it turned into. Because it's not just, oh, they kept their job, but was it successful?
Are you including Todd Bowles?
No. Because that wasn't an in-season.
That was an off-season.
Yeah. That was Bruce Arians just leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would not.
It was late in the process, but yes, that doesn't count.
I'm talking in-season moves and firings. Okay. And so here, the most recent example was when the Las Vegas Raiders fired Josh McDaniel off a 2-5 start and hired Antonio Pierce.
Kept him.
He went 5-4, so that kind of fits the Kafka math. They kept him, but only coached one more season where they went 4-13.
And they fired him in season, didn't they?
Not at the end of the season.
Got it.
So that did not work. He kept the job, had success in terms of the interim status, but then the following year, it was a disaster. So I think we'd agree we would deem that a non-success.
Right.
Number two, back in 2016, the Jacksonville Jaguars fired Gus Bradley after a 2-12 start, and Doug Marrone coached the last two games to a 1-1 record. He kept the job, coached 4 more seasons, including to the AFC Championship game.
Success.
Ended up finishing 23-43, which is bad. Only made the playoffs that one time, but that one playoff run got to the AFC Championship game. You'd call that a success.
Without a doubt.
Okay, fair enough.
What happened to Doug Marrone after?
I mean, not good.
Definitely not.
It didn't work. Back in 2015, Ken Whisenhunt was fired after a 1-6 start. Mike Mularkey took over and went 2-7 and yet kept his job. He would coach 2 more seasons. Not bad. Made the playoffs once, went 18-14, and won a playoff game.
That's a success.
Yeah, but almost.
I mean, if you keep the job and go to the playoffs, how can that not be a success?
I'm kind of with you. In 2011, Todd Haley was fired after a 5-8 start, and Romeo Crennel went 2-1 and kept the job. He followed that with a 2-14 season and got fired.
Yeah, nah, not success.
Leslie Frazier replaced Brad Childress after a 3-7 start and went 3-3, coached three more seasons, made the postseason once, lost his one playoff game, finished 21-32.
Yeah, that's a success.
Mildly.
Mild success.
And then the one that we all remember is Jason Garrett, who replaced Wade Phillips after a 1-7 start, went 5-3, and would coach nine more seasons, made the playoffs three times, and won two playoff games.
Definite success.
Even though Cowboy fans wouldn't admit that.
Hate him, but that's also, that one's nuanced and has some context, because it's hard to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
More specifically, it is hard to be the head coach under Jerry Jones. And they knew Jason Garrett could do that. He had a long history with him as a player, and then obviously as an assistant, and then as head coach.
That's obvious. He was the coach in waiting, in essence, anyway.
Yes.
So that's why it's a little different.
So you see, it's a mixed bag. I mean, these are the only guys in the last 15 years that have turned being a interim head coach into the full-time gig. And sometimes it works relatively, and sometimes it doesn't. But I think you see, other than Mike Mularkey, who went 2-7, the results mattered. Jason Garrett went 5-3, kept his job. Antonio Pierce went 5-4 and had the locker room believing, kept his job. Leslie Frazier went, I guess, a solid 3-3 after Brad Childress went 3-7. That's solid. He kept his job. So it's about success. It's about performance. And I think that he's got a shot at this. It's going to be tough because some of the issues the Giants have aren't just going away. You know, Shane Bowen is still the defensive coordinator. But I think if he can win four or five games, he joins this list.
His job might have gotten slightly harder thanks to another Joe Shane mishap. Slightly breaking news here. The Broncos are signing Lil Jordan Humphrey off the Giants practice squad.
Are you kidding?
He is going to the Broncos active roster and is expected to play Sunday versus the Kansas City Chiefs on a team contending for the playoffs.
Wasn't even active last week.
Here's the problem, and this is the Joe Shane mishap, so I can just explain the clerical part of this. When you were on the practice squad, you were allowed three elevations before you have to be signed to the active roster. He used all three elevations, and the Giants refused to sign him to the active roster, all while not releasing Jalin Hyatt and continuing to have him rot on the bench.
That is ridiculous. Lil Jordan Humphrey is greater than Jalin Hyatt, who dresses and doesn't even play.
He stinks.
I mean, he...
Isn't that a special teams thing, though? Because he does play some specials, and Lil Jordan Humphrey was not.
What does he do on special teams?
I don't know.
No,
he returns kickoffs.
In one game this year.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm just giving you maybe the reasons.
What's his cap hit? Is it punitive to release him?
I mean, it's his third year of a third-round pick contract. It can't be that crazy.
I think the problem is he drafted him and still wants to believe that it can work out, even though we all know Jalin Hyatt has not worked out.
Yeah.
And he's a waste of a roster spot. Now, let's get your phone calls, 888-808-1019, the number. Let's go to Jim in Westchester. Good afternoon, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to lay out what I think is the better math for whether or not Kafka keeps his job.
Yes.
I think you have to wait the games for sure, but I think it's a little bit of a, a win's a win. And if you give the underdog wins a bigger weighting and you go 3-4, 4-3, it still means you lost games that you should have won. I think the tipping point is the 4-5 spot. I think he goes 1-6. You give him an extra 5% chance. 2-5. Another 5 makes 25. 3-4.
Yeah, but Jim, that gets complicated. I know you're overcomplicating Tiki's math.
You got an 8-3 chance of winning.
I think that, but he does bring up a very valid point, which is over the next 3 weeks, the Giants are going to be heavy underdogs. Against Green Bay, against Detroit, against New England. If they win one of these games, dare I say two of these games, it raises the bar that you better not lose to the Las Vegas Raiders. And so it could turn that kind of loss into a bad loss.
Yeah, it's true.
It raises the bar. I think overall, there are 7 games left, and to me, you got to be above 500.
Yeah.
If you can win 4 of the 7, and it doesn't even matter who it's against or how it happens, if you win more than you lose with a team that you inherited at 2-8, that's impressive.
Right, right. If you win 4 of the 7, and this is agnostic of the math that we just created, you start to feel like, all right, he did something positive with a team that didn't know how to win. So now, at the very least, he's learning how to win.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Colin is in Wyckoff, New Jersey. Hey, Colin.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are we doing?
What's up, dude? Good.
I'm a big Gable supporter. I'm not a Giant fan, but I'm going to tell you now, he fell on the sword for a lot of people, number one. Number two, you tell me some of these guys, Joe Shane, what do you get on at the trade deadline, number one? Number two, last year when I called in about this, he was getting players' faces, holding them accountable. Everybody got offended by it. You know what? Gable set the precedent there. You should never got rid of him, and you should let him finish his season. Joe Shane, I don't know what he's doing. He came with him, and he's still there. He's going to pick your next head coach. Brian Dable will be working when he hits Route 3. And I'll tell you now, Dable took the sword, and everybody's, you know, save the comments about the guy. He has a family. He has pride. He has dignity. The guy was a good coach and is going to still be a good coach.
But you know what? Colin, you know what right about, but I think it's in general? A coach getting fired or a manager getting fired, they are going to take the sword for a lot of people. But that's because they run the team in a lot of ways.
And he realizes that. Dave knows that. And he knows that we say that, you know what, runs downhill. It actually runs uphill.
Right.
And eventually the head coach has to be accountable, and he understands that. And look, I like Dave's a lot. I said this on Monday. I think he is going to be very successful wherever he goes. He was not a good enough head coach for the New York Giants, and that's simply meaning he didn't win enough. He won 20 games in three-plus seasons. Nine of them came in 1 year.
Yeah.
So it just – and I know he won a playoff game, but it just – There's a quotient as an owner, as an organization, that you have to start calculating. And you said this multiple times, Evan. Coaches that lose multiple seasons in a row, have a losing record multiple seasons in a row, simply don't survive.
Yeah, we mentioned it in Giants history. Brian Dable had already authored back-to-back losing seasons. Mm-hmm. If he had authored a third, which was obviously well on its way to happening, no Giant coach has ever returned after putting that on their resume. It's never happened.
Right.
And so when Colin says, you know, he fell on the sword for a lot of people, that happens in general. Like, yeah, he fell on the sword for his players. His players are a big part of why they're 2-8.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who gets held responsible a lot of times? The coach,
yep.
The manager, if we're talking about baseball. That's just the way it is because you got to win. Eli is in the Bronx. Hey, Eli.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I want to give a 2025 Giants offseason, you know, guide, and you'll tell me what I'm right about, what I'm wrong about. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. The first point I want to bring up, my cousin Dave from Rockaway called in 2 days ago, brought this up. The worst man in all of the Giants team, which is, I think, the reason why Dable was fired, is Shane Bowen. Mikey, the biggest idiot I have ever seen on a football field. He terribly does nothing right. They have to fire him.
Well, I mean, he likely is, regardless of what happens going forward, going to be relieved of his duties as well. But right now, I don't think that there was an internal easy option to take over the defensive play calling. And just listening to the players talk about Shane Bowen, it doesn't sound like they despise him. It sounds like they talk to him in real terms. Like, we want to do this more. And prior to the Chargers game? Was it prior to the Eagles game? One of those. We felt a little different. We saw a little different in how they played defense, and it resulted in some wins, in a couple of wins. And so he's adjusting. I think when it comes down to defense, a lot of it is just the players not making the plays that they're in position to make. And ultimately, again, as the DC, you're going to be responsible for that. You're going to take the blame. But I also don't think he gets a credit for how well at times his defense does play. It's just they make losing plays at the end of games.
I think that's it. They make losing plays.
And it's going to cost him his job, obviously. But I can't fully put it on him and say get rid of him, especially without – and then it's the – and then what? What do you do next?
Yeah, I think in the case of Shane Bowen, we could play the percentage game on him. It is very unlikely he is back next year. In fact, I'd almost put it at 0%. I don't like putting anything at 0% because you never know. But Shane Bowen is not going to be the defensive coordinator for Mike Kafka or whoever the head coach is in 2026. But to your point, a midseason move gets accompanied by what?
Yeah.
Like, it's not easy. I mean, we saw last year with the Jets, like, getting rid of a head coach in the middle of the season is not easy. It's not like you're bringing anybody in from the outside. Vin is in Babylon. Hey, Vin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, Joe Shane, in my mind, has to go, should have gone. Did you guys read the article by Dan Duggan yesterday in the Times? It was a great discussion of why getting rid of your coach and not the GM doesn't work. And it's easier for ownership because they can relate to Shane and he's there all the time and all that, but it doesn't work. I thought it was a great article. Now, if I asked you before this season, what was the strength of this Giant team? It was thought to be, and I was excited about the defensive line. They were supposed to be excellent. They are not even average. Sacks, they're right in the middle. They have three of the exact same type of player in Thibodeau, Carter, and Burns. And Burns is the best. Thibodeau was the fifth pick. Carter was the third pick. He is certainly not to date, no Micah Parsons. They get rolled over in the running game. They're all 6'4", 250, and they're getting blocked by 300-pound guys. Did you see Carter get rolled over four times in the last game? It was pathetic. You can't miss on top five, top seven picks. Abdul Carter, jury's out. Tyler Newbin, maybe. Banks in 23 and Schmitz, second-round pick, no. Those are misses. Thibodeau as a fifth pick in the draft, and Evan Neal as the seventh pick, not to my liking, especially Evan Neal, but Thibodeau is barely better than average. Forgetting the lack of quality depth, forgetting the lousy kicking game which has caused us, why is this guy still around? Please get out.
That was a very well put, critical analysis of some players on
this
team.
He's talking specifically with Abdul Carter about Darnell Wright, who was a first round pick for the Bears last year, 2 years ago. He's a good player. And when people asked me about Abdul Carter's game last week, my canned response is he's a rookie. He's got to learn how to be better against those guys. I think some of it, too, is I don't think Abdul Carter is a straight-up, I'm going to beat, like Michael Strahan. He's not a straight-up, I can beat you, whether I'm bull-rushing you, whether I'm, you know, dipping and going under around you or setting you up doing spin moves. He's not that kind of rusher. I almost feel like he needs to be more wide nine-ish, like get a wide split and rush. The problem is if you were going to do that for a player like him, you are severely compromising your run game, your run defense. We used to do this. Who was the kid? He put, ended up playing for the Bucks. He played for the Arizona Cardinals. Forgetting his name. He's on the championship team.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
No, for the Buccaneers, he played for the Arizona Cardinals.
It's a fair
when
guess.
He started.
Not the Arizona part.
Either way, he was a wide edge rusher.
Right.
And he was lean.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a pretty good player. But when we played them, we knew we just ran at him. It was every time we ran at him because we knew he was going to widen because he wanted to get sacks.
Was it Simeon Rice?
Simeon Rice. He wanted to get sacks. He wasn't stout enough on the edge. And so we would just put two guys on him and run right at him. And the space it would create was massive. I mean, he was like 4 yards outside of the tackle box because he didn't want to play the run. And so it just created a natural lane. And we kind of saw this a little bit in the preseason when Abdul Carter was put down in a five technique. He just gets pushed around when he's against an interior offensive lineman. And so you got to find a better way to use him. I hear what you're saying. But I think he was drafted as insurance for their edges. And particularly, I'm talking about Kayvon Thibodeau.
Right.
And if Tibbs leaves in 2 years, Thibodeau lives in a year and a half now, then they have the next guy that can step right in, and he'll be more seasoned in a year and a half.
He brought up Joe Shane. So here's what we know right now. We know that a press release came out 2 days ago that Joe Shane is going to lead the search for the next head coach. We also know, as I pointed out yesterday, and Ian O'Connor tweeted, and Bob Papa even ruminated about, Carter's subject to change.
Yep.
He may not be back. So those are two theories that are out there about Joe Shane. When we come back, there's a third theory. And it's coming from Adam Schefter, who's pretty locked in, on how Joe Shane's future could look with the New York Giants. And I have not heard this one yet. We'll let you take a listen to it coming up, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.